Chapter 37. After dinner, Decker sat in his hotel room staring at a wall. He was not thinking of the case right now. He was thinking about the letter he'd gotten from the Cognitive Institute in Chicago. "Dear Mr. Decker, your latest brain scans have shown various anomalies that will require further testing and monitoring. Preliminarily, new lesions are presenting, and it seems that previous unaffected sections of your cerebrum are at risk of being transformed in ways that..." Here, Decker stopped thinking about what the letter had said. Lesions, previously unaffected. Anomalies, transformed in ways that... Not a single bit of that sounded good. Added to that was the fact that four men whom Decker had played football with or against in college and then in the NFL had died prematurely over the last 3 years. One from ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, one from a heart attack, and another from a stroke caused by his type 2 diabetes. And the fourth man had died by suicide, with his brain donated to Boston University's CTE Center for further analysis to see if he had the disease. Which he did. "Realistically, how much time do I have left? I didn't play long in the pros, for sure. But I've played a lot of football, and the shot I took that day probably did as much damage as 5 years in the NFL would have." He looked around the confines of the small room. "And is this really how I want to spend it?" But he also knew he could not make any life-altering decisions right this minute. So he lay back on the bed and thought about the case. It was puzzling, as all cases were. But this case was different in that the more he got into it, the more puzzling it became. Even the things he believed he had figured out, namely that Cummins and Draymond had had a sexual relationship and that they were dealing with two unrelated murders committed in the same house and within minutes of each other, became more inscrutable the further he went into it. The foreign currency in Draymond's mouth seemed to connect with Canuck Rowe, or at least the Rowe family. Casimira seemed to think it was directly tied to her father's disappearance and apparent death 3 years earlier. But Decker had no evidence of that being the case. If the Rowes had enemies in what was now Slovakia, had the killer or killers of Alan Draymond gone back there? If so, he had little chance of bringing them to justice. And then there was Julia Cummins' murder. It was personal, unlike Draymond's. The multiple stabbings evidenced a frenzy fueled by hatred. Was Barry Davidson, the ex who was, by all accounts, including perhaps his own, still in love with Cummins, also behind the woman's murder? The problem was the man's alibis were pretty solid. And if Davidson had hired a hitman, would that person have unleashed such a frenzied attack on the woman? With up-close encounters, you could leave behind your DNA and other forensic markers. It made no sense. But if Davidson was out as a suspect, who then? Was Cummins seeing anyone else? He doubted that Alan Draymond had been Cummins' only romantic interest since her divorce years before. She was young, attractive, a federal judge, wealthy. She would be quite the catch for someone. He would have to have another go at both Doris Klein and Maya Perlman to see if they knew of any other romantic partner out there, or one who had been spurned or dumped by the dead woman. Decker looked at his watch. It was late, but Klein might still be up. Perhaps Maya Perlman, too, despite her travels and the crushing news of her friend's death. At least it was worth a shot. He decided not to bother White, who had mentioned that she was going to help her kids with their homework over a Zoom call tonight. He left the hotel and drove to the gated community. He had to show his ID to the security service via a video link and then was allowed in. He drove to Cummins' house and parked in the driveway. All police presence was gone, but the crime scene had not been officially released yet. He supposed Davidson, as the executor and trustee of his wife's estate, would have to come over at some point and decide what to do with the property and its contents. He doubted Tyler would want to keep a house where his mother had been brutally murdered. Both the Klein and Perlman homes had lights on. He decided to try Klein first. He knocked on the door, but she didn't answer. He peered in the side lights, but saw no movement. Her car was in the driveway. Is she lying in there drunk? He had no cause to force his way in, so he walked over to the Perlman's home and knocked. A few moments passed before a woman's voice said,
Who is it?
Amos Decker, FBI. You have a minute?
It's very late.
It won't take long, and we're doing our best to find out who killed your friend. Speed is of the essence. He figured a little guilt trip might go a long way.
Oh, all right.
She opened the door. Maya Perlman was dressed in gray slacks, a light blue shirt, and sandals. She motioned him in and closed the door. They sat in the living room, where the walls were the same color as her slacks. Is your husband around?
He's asleep. The trip took a lot out of us, and he's quite a bit older than I am. Second marriage.
She added an explanation. Not that Decker had asked for one.
So, what is it that you need?
Do you know if Judge Cummins was seeing anyone?
Seeing anyone? You mean as in dating?
Yes. She sat back and let out a long breath.
After the divorce, Julia hunkered down, as it were. She and Barry had it bad the last few years. Lots of fights and arguments. She tried to make it work. She really did. But Barry had some sort of midlife crisis and thought he was 20 again. Right after Julia went on the bench, there was some big tax issue because Barry had done something that, if not criminal, went right up to the line. After that, Julia was done.
Yeah, I heard all that from others. And after she hunkered down for a bit.
I know she used one of those online dating apps. She had a few dates from those. None of them worked out, at least that I know.
I'm sure she would have attracted interest around here.
You'd think, but lots of older men like to be the center of attention, and they also like to be the ones with the money. And her being a judge probably didn't help matters. They also like to be the professional king as well. And the men who don't care about any of that, well, they bring their own issues.
Getting her to fall for them so they can raid her piggy bank?
Exactly.
So, anyone she might have just run into somewhere and seemed to like? Or someone she ran into and it became a problem? Perlman sat forward, looking nervous.
You mean a big enough problem that he might have killed her?
The crime did have elements of being one of passion, of rage. You don't usually get that when someone is just trying to rip someone else off. And it's hard to fake because, well, to do to Cummins what someone did, you have to be pretty damn angry.
She shuddered and sank back against the chair cushions.
Julia did tell me about someone she had known from her past. I mean, her past before she came here.
Who?
Someone from New York. That person moved down here while Julia was still married. After she was divorced, they went out for a while. It didn't last, but...
But what?
Well, Julia was upset when she spoke about it. She said he seemed very controlling.
Do you know his name?
That's just it. I don't. She never told me for some reason, which was odd. She just spoke generally about it, and then it was over. And I never asked any more about it.
Do you know who might know?
Doris might. She and Julia were very close, closer than Julia and I were, at least lately. I think it might have been because I'm married and they were both divorced.
Okay, next question. Did you know the judge's secretary, Patty Kelly?
Just in passing. I never appeared before Julia, for obvious reasons. Why?
Just needed to ask. She shook her head.
I can't believe this has all happened. It's like a nightmare that you can't wake up from.
So, Alan Draymond, do you remember him guarding you?
I believe that he did, yes.
I need something more definitive than that. Were you able to find those emails from Gamma with the security personnel on them?
Yes, I can forward them to you.
He gave her his email address.
Thanks. That should confirm whether Draymond guarded you.
Anything else?
Not for right now. You two will be in town for a while?
We were planning to be, but with a murder right next door.
Well, if you do decide to go somewhere, can you let me know first?
Why? Wait a minute, we're not suspects, are we?
We checked with the airlines. They confirmed you had flown to New York and returned after the murders.
We were visiting my grown children from my first marriage. They both live there. They can certainly confirm we were there the entire week.
Okay, but I might have to ask you some more questions.
She held up her phone.
Well, that's what we have this for, isn't it? With it, you can reach me pretty much anywhere on Earth.
She rose.
Good night, Agent Decker.